This is Edison Penn's podcast, episode 363 for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is so cool. This is Lisa.
This is Lisa.
Wow. All right, go ahead. Hit me with a joke.
So,
I'm ready.
You know, last week I had a doctor's appointment, and it's one of these, you know, these new things that they're doing now, these Zoom calls, and then you go in your office, and then you don't have to talk to the doctor, but I've got this, apparently I have this kind of rare condition.
Yes, you do. Go ahead.
I can't stop telling airport jokes. The doctor says it's terminal.
Oh, God.
All right. Welcome to the Anderson Penn's podcast,
paper edition,
and a few other things. All right. The big news of the week, Hobonichi. Launched on September 1st, and I brought in a selection of various Hobonichi products that are left.
I don't think you can see it, but the table is piled.
It's piled high. Pretty good, yeah.
This was our largest Hobonichi order yet. This is our fourth year.
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm speechless. It has gone really well. I think people know now that, you wait, and each year they come out with new colors, new designs.
Yep.
Some of them are just really adorable. And so people who already use a hobo know to snatch it up as quickly as possible. So I know some people were disappointed that we sold out of certain things pretty quickly. From a retailer standpoint, that's a good thing.
Well, we should mention that there will be a second order for Hobonichi for us coming probably the end of the month, early October. So you can sign up for those back in stock notifications for anything that you were interested in that is currently out of stock. We can reorder from Hobonichi, like say, end of the month. So we will be placing a second order. So if what you see is not there, then
definitely sign up.
So,
I don't even know where to start.
Start with the weeks. They're the smallest.
Okay.
Sort of.
All right.
What do we got here?
I love these.
So we're pretty much as of this, we're pretty much out of the week's mega. I think we had one left last night. But we have plenty of weeks left. I've got the Nuance Sky Blue.
That is pretty. I do like that.
The chocolate.
I've got the.
I don't know which one that is. I can't
shirt
remember.
Shirt fabric. This is the.
Oh, that's
Pocho.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Poco? Pocho.
This one I like. I like this one. The latte beige.
Okay, latte beige.
And it's kind of like this is the one that has like a fabric. It's like a fabric cover on it. It's really really neat. I like that one. It actually goes well with my. Sort of with my outfit.
Trying to see what color this is.
This one is the red.
Just red.
Well,
okay.
It's red. There's just no mistaking it. It's red.
Absolutely.
I can't remember what the official color is, but. And then you've got one over there.
I do. I have the White Lines Ivory. And this is going to be mine. I decided I was going to take this. And I also got a clear cover and the Hobonichi notebooks, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Now this has got, let me see this here. Now this has got this cool, this has got more of like a vinyl cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, where some of them have more of a fabric cover.
This is,
and it's definitely, you can see it's definitely flexible.
Flexibility.
You can move it around, yeah.
Yep, no, this is great.
Have you put anything in it yet?
Well, not yet.
Not yet, what do you mean?
It's not January yet.
Well.
I was gonna start.
Our anniversary, my birthday.
Like, I'm going to forget those. So, do we want to talk about the rest of it? Do we want to stay with weeks?
What else do you want to talk about weeks?
Well,
we're going to talk about everything, so.
Okay. Well, I decided to go with a weeks this year. Brian has used a weeks and...
And the A6 Taecho.
Taecho. I went with a cousin last year because I like a full-size planner, and this was A5. This was the biggest that they made. So, for 2021, I decided... The cousin wasn't quite the right fit for me. So I went with just a generic weekly, monthly planner from like Office Depot. But then I'm going to use the weeks for human resources stuff. I'm going to put all of our staff birthdays because I'm really bad at remembering those. all of their work anniversaries, which we call anniversaries, people's vacations,
scheduling,
anything like that.
And not then, necessarily HR stuff.
No, but
more scheduling.
Yeah, scheduling and just keeping track of vacation and all that. And it has enough of a graph. It's graph, but it's a blank page on one side. So I can put things that I need to do for the week. I need to remember to call this person, contact this, add this to the website, whatever. And so it's enough of a to-do list for me. And then I'll use the big planner for more to-dos and
other stuff.
And more complicated things.
So get your little memo pad out there.
So I also got the clear cover, which fits perfectly over it. And then these.
And this is going to be actually, let's, while we're on that. It's got a little thing here.
I didn't do that yet.
It's got some pockets. This, I think, is a page holder there.
Do you want me to put it in there?
Well, no, I mean, you know, and then.
Here, let me show you how it works.
And then there's a pen loop.
I know. I'm so excited.
I mean, it's really a neat. As far as covers go, it's a pretty cool cover. You could have put that sticker somewhere else, too. It looks great there.
So the clear cover, I actually even got some scrapbook paper from one of the hobby stores, and I think I might put it in here.
Decorate it?
Yeah, like for seasons.
Okay. All right.
And then...
These are great.
These are amazing. So we knew these were cool when we ordered them. I'd never seen them in person.
Look how thin that is. These are Hobonichi memo pads, and so they come in all three sizes: the weeks, the A6, and the A5. So they're specifically designed. So here are the other couple. They come in sets. So it's a three pack of the A6 and the weeks, and then the A5 size comes with two.
It fits perfectly inside.
Of course, Tomoe River paper.
Killer.
Real tiny. I mean, this is a notebook I can get behind here. I could finish this notebook. It's got a...
Excuse you. This is mine.
Give me
what
that.
Are you doing?
I'm gonna look at it. I like it. It's cool. It's got this... It's graph. They're all graph. But then it's got a little line right on the side. Kind of a...
Yeah.
An index, a margin, almost. Which is kind of nice. But...
Three colors. The brown, the red, the turquoise. You don't get a choice. It's a three-pack. But it fits perfectly in here.
Yeah.
I mean, I can put all three, and it's
still pretty
perfect for my purse, for my laptop bag. I mean, I probably wouldn't put
all three.
I'd use one at a time.
No.
But it really doesn't add much at all. So these are fantastic.
Yeah, I like these a lot. You know, the best part about it is you don't even have to have a Hobonichi to want one of these things. You know,
so
if you want.
So what are you saying? You have FOMO?
I'm not missing out yet. they're cute little, you know, you want a nice pocket notebook or something a little bit bigger than pocket.
What colors are these?
There's like blue.
Bright blue, light blue, or gray and yellow. Very cool.
You know, you could use these for things other than Hobonichi. I mean.
Yes.
Really great.
But they fit perfectly.
They fit. Yeah, that's what they're designed for, right?
I am super excited. Which color do I use first?
Whichever one you want.
I don't
Just
know.
Make sure to mark it. And while we're on that topic, let's hit these, huh? So these came in, too. These are Hobonichi notebooks. A6 and A5 size.
So this will fit in the regular Teicho cover?
I mean, it's not designed to fit in there, but it's
well,
that same. It could, I guess, if you wanted more than the memo pad set.
And then the A5 size.
But graph,
nice,
and of course, Tomoe River paper.
I like that a lot.
Nice size. I like it. Nice binding on it.
Very cool.
Very neat. Very neat.
This is the first year we've carried these.
Yep.
And they are just really great.
Yeah. So really a nice little notebook.
Do we have more of these?
We got a bunch of these. Yeah. We got a bunch of the memo pad sets and the notebooks. We got a ton of. Probably won't last a year, but we can get more.
I think I need to go shopping.
Weeks. Paper, Teichos.
Teicho.
Oh, this one. I like this one. This, the blue, which one? This is The blue and the lime green. I can't remember what it's called.
I know.
It's called blue and lime green. You've got the we've got the light pink with the blue. Yeah, they don't have they don't have the names on them. But the plaid.
Oh, the gingham is really adorable. Yeah.
Well, that's the dark navy, but it's got that cool pale blue on the inside.
The black with the light blue. Yep.
And then there are a few that come in this beautiful.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I guess it's not beautiful. It's a cardboard box, but it's a nice box. It's really a nice box. these are more sets. Here's one of them. Yeah, that one's kind of funky. It's a zip. Yep.
Every year, Hobonichi partners with several designers, and they do several different designs.
There's a little butterfly.
Even on the pull tab, there's a butterfly.
Yeah, that's neat. And these all come, of course, with the A6 Taito. This one I love, and if it doesn't sell, I'm not going to be heartbroken.
Oh, is this the
This is, somebody please
cherry?
Buy this. Yeah, the black cherry leather. Oh, man. So nice.
I thought you were going to try a cousin this year.
I might try a cousin.
Unless that doesn't sell, and then
I might try both. I'm going to try both.
All right, you do that. And then this one is
the candle.
The candle. So the designs are really, really cool. Every year, there are a few that I fall in love with.
That's a neat gray.
Yes.
I like that gray and that orange.
With just a little pop.
It's not too much orange. You know, oftentimes you get the orange thing and it's like in your face orange, and that's just I know Eric was looking at that one. So.
Was he? He already bought two?
He didn't buy one of those.
Okay.
So.
So Hobonichi, and then we do have the Taicho sets. They're just adorable. And then we do have a couple of the, sorry for all the crinkling.
This is your new cousin sets.
Yes.
You got the chocolate.
Yeah.
And then you've got this one.
Is that the strawberry biscuit?
I believe that's what it's called, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. It's got strawberry on the inside and biscuit on the outside.
There you go.
I thought, they're more affordable than, not that I thought they would be a lot, but Cousin's a little bit more expensive.
Well, it's bigger.
And that's just such a nice presentation, and the price, I think, is just really...
I used the Cousin for most of this year, about half the year, and then came home and didn't really have much to plan after that. I'd like to think 2021, we're all going to have more to plan. The Cousin, I thought, was a good size. I liked that it had a space for the month, and it was all the month pages. It had weeks in a, I always get horizontal and vertical screwed up, in a vertical format. And then there was a page per day.
It's a nice, I haven't decided yet, so.
This will be fun.
It will be fun, yeah. I have a couple months yet, so.
Okay.
Till December 1st.
You can play with my cousin.
I know. Anyway, moving.
It gets me in trouble every time.
Hobonichi in stock, and if the PC you're not looking for is out of stock, sign up for the back in stock, and we will should be getting some more at the end of the month.
All right. So, let's talk Tomoe River while we're.
Now we briefly mentioned this last week, but we
sold out of some of them. So we have carried these before a long, long time ago. We've had the Tomoe River in loose sheets for a long time, and we brought back the pads of Tomoe. Glue-bound at the top in A4 and A5.
A5 is great.
In cream and white. And this adorable...
Little dot grid
notebook.
Notebook, yeah.
Bound on the side. Absolutely adorable.
You know, they changed the cover on these. They used to be a dark burgundy. Yeah. And now they're a nice black. And the color actually on...
That's white and that's cream?
That's correct, yeah.
Look at that.
So it's gold gold lettering on the cream. Yeah, it makes it easy.
Yeah.
Amanda recognized that when we saw it. But
She's quick, that girl.
Nice pads bound. They come with a blotter pad.
The first page?
The first page. So when you're writing on the pad, don't write on the first page. And if you do, it's going to feather.
Yeah.
We probably when we had those, we probably got one email a week from somebody who bought a Tomoe River pad
who was
disappointed that it wasn't as nice as they thought Tomoe was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, first page is a blotter pad. Take that off and use that for blotting.
But there you go.
Nice. Right. Nice pads.
Awesome.
There's more. These just came in too.
I love these.
Nice colors.
These are Leuchtturm in their new colors that have come out recently. You've got sage green.
That's nice. I think that's the favorite.
Denim blue, and those two I can't decide between. The Bellini, which is absolutely adorable. It's not too obnoxiously
Bellini?
Orange. Bellini.
What is Bellini?
Like a peach Bellini. It's a drink.
Oh. Do they have a rum and coke?
And the powder pink. Now there will
the powder pink is nice too.
There will be other colors coming out in late October, the rising sun colors.
Oh my goodness.
But for now, we do have them in soft cover and hardcover.
Regular hardcover. Yeah, that soft cover is kind of neat.
We're trying to expand our soft cover selection.
And of course, there are matching pen loops.
I know.
Or you could put a green on the blue.
Ooh, you know?
That might be a neat idea.
So which one do I want?
You could create your own Hobonichi color scheme by putting a pink, the powder pink on the blue. You got a strawberry biscuit or whatever was going on there.
Ooh, peach and green.
Peach and green. Yeah, that's kind of a cool idea. I like that. Out of the green and the pink. There we go. So anyway, yeah, new like terms.
I don't get out much these days.
Don't mind us. New Leuchtturms. Soft cover is really neat because it is really, I mean, it's, you could bend it.
Yes.
It's got the plastic on it, so it's not very
bendable.
I'm going
to take the denim, huh?
Yeah. All right. Well, and we should mention, they come in the blank, lines, dot grid, and graph.
Yes.
So I didn't bring all of them here, but four colors, four rulings, and whatever she's doing over there. All right.
So I think I am going to go with denim with
and
the
green.
Sage pen.
Okay, and what are you going to write in there?
What do you care?
Next up, from Tasha.
You know,
I'm leaving that conversation before it gets out of control.
I would if I were you. You know, I don't want people to think that we gush over everything. There are things that...
If we don't gush over it, I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. There are things we have that, you know, just don't do it for me.
Okay.
Perfectly good for some people. You know, I'm not... Well, anyway.
no, wait. I want to hear this.
I'm not a fan of yellow ink.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of pink ink.
Right.
I'm not a fan of tiny little notebooks because I just feel really constrained. Those are not tiny.
Oh, you don't like the A7s?
Yeah, I don't like little teeny ones. Okay. I just feel constrained. So there are things that I just, it's just not my thing.
Okay.
These
are cool.
I have not gotten into, and it's not because I don't like them. It's because I can't choose. Go ahead.
I like these. So Tasha's had a number of wraps over the years, and they are kind of cyclical. So as they run out of material, they come out with something new patterns, which is nice, keeps the line fresh, but it is a little frustrating sometimes from the dealer standpoint because we never know what's in stock. Well,
or what's current and what's discontinued.
Yeah. Well, finally, we've got some new wraps and new patterns. One of them, I think, is a holdover from the singles, but wow, really, really neat designs. I'm going to butcher these, so apologies for anybody. Ito Koman. This one's cool.
That's all you need to say. This one's cool.
It's cool. You take it out. It's got little...
Same pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. And we should mention that...
There are new sizes.
New sizes on the singles. They're actually wider. You could put two pens in here, probably.
And the idea was to accommodate a larger pen.
Yeah, I bet you you could hold...
You could probably
fit two pens in there if you didn't mind them rubbing against each other.
They just need to be friendly.
So yeah, they're bigger now. The single colored, the cobalt, the grass, the single colored sleeves are still the old size. They're a little bit slimmer. So the new designs are a little bit bigger. We've got Sakura Knight, which we've had Sakura.
Right.
options before.
And then they come in, and you can't tell from here, but fours and eights. In fact, Brian loved them so much, he uses one of them, or used one of them for transporting some of the specialty pens to shows.
Yeah.
And by special, I mean the Macchier. Or transporting some of the higher-end pens back and forth to Chicago when we would do events.
Yeah, I've got one of the old old Tasha 8 wraps.
And in fact, he liked it so much, my mom made him a second.
Yeah, I was worried that maybe they weren't going to... That was before I decided to keep the Tasha wrap, and I measured it out, and your mom made all the dimensions perfect. And so now I actually have two similar wraps that I use almost on a daily basis for transporting things back and forth. So really nice inside, very soft.
Gorgeous colors. The patterns are beautiful. I've looked at these several times, and I can't decide.
Yeah, but, and they're all great. I like the new ones are great.
When in doubt,
Majestic Crest, that's a great
pattern. Go bigger, because if you've got enough pens to put into a four, it's probably not all you're going to have.
Yeah. Well, it depends on if you're putting it in a bag or something.
Yeah, but, absolutely. I love that they, even full, they do roll down to not much bigger than this.
Yeah.
But everything is still well padded.
So.
Very cool colors.
Yeah, they're nice. And they do make a silk version, which which is pretty nice. A little bit more expensive, but not terrible.
Those are always gorgeous.
They're very, very nice. And if I can, I've had 8 pen case. I probably had on occasion $10,000, $15,000 in those things traveling around. They're perfect. They're perfect for that Macchier. So, and for anything else for that matter. So new Tasha wraps.
Absolutely.
In fours, singles, and eights.
Yep. Next. Oh, let's see. This is kind of the paper show. We don't have that much new in pens to talk about. Sailor did announce the Pirate's Life. I always forget that name for some reason. The Pirate's.
The Pilot's Life.
Yeah.
That's the next one to come out. Next month.
Little propeller, no.
Propeller.
Pirate's Life in a gold color. And it even comes with a little
pin,
coin,
a coin pin.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
So.
Those are shipping any day.
Yeah, I'll be here. Might even be here today.
The new Manio colors
they're
are
coming in?
Shipping.
Okay, so much for a paper show.
I know. What else? I can't keep track of all the new stuff.
Well,
all right. We will have. Justin and Brian are laughing at me. We do have new store hours in Appleton to announce. Starting next Saturday, the 19th? Is that the right date?
That sounds good, yeah. 19th, yep.
We will be open on Saturday, our normal 10 to 2 hours. We'll try that. We'll see how it goes. COVID is increasing a little bit here in Wisconsin, but we know that a lot of people can only make it or they're only running errands one day a week. So we will do Saturday hours for now. And so starting on the 19th, we will be back open on Saturday in Appleton, 10 to 2.
So that means mail will be moving on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So because we'll be shipping on Saturdays then
too.
Back to normal hours then, I guess, as it is. So on the 19th.
Great.
So,
anything else?
Awesome. I don't think so.
Okay.
What do you have? Hit me.
Trying to think of
I think that's it. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to join us next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, store updates, and all sorts of other stuff.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Our store in Chicago is still currently closed and will be until the hotel reopens. We will keep you posted.
So. Like this video and subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.